Blog Talk Radio.
Give my passion and we'll be inside.
How are you guys? I hope you're good. This is Wardell Pazdrian for Solar Records Radio. And man, oh man, I am so blessed and so glad to be here. And I'm grateful that you're here. What's up, everybody? What's happening to my friends all around the world? I got a little feedback. I'm going to have to turn down something here sooner or later because that's getting loud. But anyway, I hope you guys are good. And it's Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. We're going to celebrate. We're going to try to enjoy this day. It's a hard day. You know, when you're speaking of, you know, from the Solar family, you know, you think about losing Nydra and stuff. That's just a very difficult one for me. I talked to her sister about an hour ago, and that was a tough conversation as well. But she was wonderful, and she's moving on to try to be happy and know that her sister is in a good place. And so Lorna, much love to you, sweetheart, and God bless you. I love you, and thank you for just everything you did in terms of reaching out, and we appreciate you and look forward to seeing you when you come out to Texas or when we come to L.A. We'll hook up with you, and I mean not L.A., but you're up in Seattle, so we'll come up and check you out. All right, well, anyway, guys, so here we are. Here we are. Come on, Wardell, you can do this. You can do this. So we want to do this. We want to have a great time. We want to really kick off this weekend and celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records out of the beautiful city of Los Angeles. And so I remember Los Angeles. It was a wonderful place. I had a great time. And I'm just thinking about all the stuff that I did as a young man when I was there. Whoa. I really burned up a couple of years there, and a lot of my time was in writing, and that was not the plan. The plan was playing, but once I had children, I decided that I'm not going to go on the road anymore. I want to make sure my kids are good, and so I shut my career down, and I just started writing, and next thing you know, the writing thing kind of took off, and it did well for me, and I did good with that, and so I'm blessed because of it, and I'm grateful at the same time. And so, but now I want to play. My kids are all grown. They have their own kids. I'm like ready to go play. Let's do something. So Dynasty, maybe Dynasty could do a show with our girl Sugar Rainbow, replacing Nydra, and she's so sweet. She will have the spirit of Nydra on her because they kind of have that same kind of spirit. Sugar Rainbow is an artist over in the UK, has done very well for herself and proud of her. And so and what a sweetheart, my goodness. And so her and Linda and myself and Kevin and Ricky Smith, Leon Silvers, maybe we could do something. We'll see what God has in store for us, right? In the meantime, we want to get this party going. We want to do what we came to do. And so I'm ready. Y'all ready? Come on, let's do it.
Romeo, where'd you be at? Did she find some home?
Oh yeah, man, oh man. I'm loving that one right there. Midnight Star, everything you do, I've been watching you, girl. You know, and every once in a while, you need like an alibi. Like you if you been accused of being somewhere that you shouldn't have been, or doing something you shouldn't have did, or, you know, just doing the wrong thing. And you are always going, no, that wasn't me. No, that was not me. I was over here. I was at home. Well, do you have an alibi? Well, was anybody with you? Let me get in touch with, you know, you need a serious alibi sometimes because things get a little rough. So, make sure you always have an alibi. All right.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend out those things when he could never win in the end?
storm coming.
How are you guys? How are things going overseas? How are things going in the United States? It's freezing in the United States. We are in trouble. I'm like, what is going on? What happened to the weather? It was beautiful, and then all of a sudden, it's freezing. I'm like, man, I need to start all over. I need to get myself together and start all over. And so I'm doing just that, guys. Gee, I had to go back in the house and get dressed the right way. And it's all good. It's all good. How are you guys doing? Julianne over in Detroit, Michigan. I know it's cold there, girl, right? You see, I was talking to Julianne this morning, and Julianne, when I told her how cold it was, she didn't even, like, it wasn't like a big deal. She was like, okay. I'm like, but it's cold. I'm expecting her to go, yeah, it's really cold up here. And then we could have talked about that and got off of Texas weather, but no, she just was like, just let us just roll around in the mud and complain about, you know, what we were dealing with. And so, but anyway, Julianne, thanks a lot for just leaving us out there like that. I love you, Julianne. She's such a sweetheart. And what a blessing she has been in my life. And so much love to Julianne, everybody around the world. You know, she's just a doll, baby. So, Julianne, we love you, sweetheart, and we appreciate everything that you do. She sent us, when we had the power outages, she sent us food. I mean, you know, like care packages, like here you go. It was a big box. I was like, who is this from? I didn't know. I didn't. And then Julianne said, oh, my God, how sweet of her to, you know, to do that for us. You know, that really blessed me. So thank you, sweetheart, for being a blessing like you are. We appreciate you here at Soul Eye Records Radio. We love when we can love one each other like that, right? Anyway, guys, don't forget about tomorrow. Solar wants to dance. We're going to get busy dancing and doing our thing and doing what we do, right? So that's going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern. 2, not 3, but 2, all right? So come hang out with us as we do that. Anyway, guys, we want to keep the music going here on Solar Records Radio. What's up, Greg? How you doing, my brother? Hey. I hope you are good and everybody out there is good. Greg, thanks for make an amazing flyer. We appreciate that, man. You threw down on that, brother. Thank you. Yeah, but you know what you're doing anyway. Greg, I'll see you next month over here in Houston. So look forward to seeing you and hanging out with you, my brother. We're going to have a good time. Well, you know, we're just going to see each other. Maybe we'll get something to eat. Yeah, we'll do that. God is good all the time. And so anyway, guys, Astrid, I had a really good conversation with you today. What a sweetheart she is. Love you, Astrid, and I hope you're good, because you know what they say, we always have to rock steady. So let's do it, Astrid. Thank you.
can you feel it? Sky's the limit once you reveal it. Your heart was wounded, God sent me to heal it. On a mission, ain't no stress, love. Touch it with precision, just undress, love. I know the right position. Come on, trust me, girl. Throw this rock up on your hand, I give you the world and your face.
Woo!
On the grill was the honey looking late.
Ooh, baby, baby,
I love it. I love it when we do it like this here on Solar Records Radio. May God bless you and keep you. We got to do what we got to do, and we're going to do it.
Feeling me.
Beautiful song, beautiful voice, Howard Hewitt putting it down with Climax. Man, gee, that was just amazing. Say Yes, and you know, we have three of those, right? The Whispers did it, Say Yes, and Climax did it, and who else? Come on, y'all. Lakeside, Say Yes. Three different three Say Yeses. Oh, publishing can become a little tricky for us, right? A little tricky. Hey guys, look, we're at the top of the hour, so we are about to switch it up a little bit. Still doing Sola, of course, but what we're gonna do is I'm gonna play a couple songs that Solar writers and producers produced on other artists outside of Solar. How about that? Is that okay if we do that a little bit? We just want to mix it up just a tad. So I think I'm going to start off with a song I wrote, actually. Actually, the next two songs I wrote. But this first one, we did with Gladys Knight and the Pips. And that was just that, you know, on that album, that big, beautiful ballad. I can't even think of it. But anyway. Y'all know Gladys. We did that album, You're the One. What's those songs, man? I can't even think of the name of those songs. But anyway, Save the Overtime was on there. Yes, yeah, Save the Overtime. I remember that one. And there's a song that Richard wrote that I really, really like. Maybe I should play that. That song right there. Richard Randolph from Dynasty, the guitar player, wrote a song for Gladys Knight, and it's Ain't No Greater Love. And so I think he wrote it with Dana Myers, as a matter of fact, and a couple other guys. So, but, you know, I haven't played this one, but I want to play both of them. Man, so listen, I'm going to start off with mine. Well, since I have two in the block, I'm going to start with Richard's, because that's my boy, Richard Randolph. Much love, rest in peace, Richard. I love you so, so much. And I just want to say, Greg, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you very much. You're so kind with your words, and, you know, you pick the right words. Sometimes I read it and go, wow, that's good to read. That's good to read. So thank you, Greg. I appreciate you very, very much. And to all of our friends over in the UK, much love to all you guys. Enjoy your winter. because it is cold. Ooh, Lord. I wonder if it's cold over there. Are you guys feeling what we're feeling? We got the Arctic blast from Alaska, man, and that's no joke. And so Alaska's been having a very cold winter, but it didn't come down until today. It is coming down, man, and it's going to be down here for at least a week. Cold, cold weather. And when I say cold, I mean cold. And so my 15 and your 15 are different. When I say 15 degrees, it is freezing. It's 15, 17 degrees below freezing. 17 degrees below freezing when I say 15. So anyway, we gotta try to stay warm. So we're going to do it with music and get the fireplace going and have some hot chocolate, right? Hot chocolate and do our thing. And we're just going to have a good time. God bless you guys. We're going to kick off this solar weekend and just have a good, good old time. Here's my boy Richard Randolph. He wrote this song for Gladys Knight and the Pips. Ain't No Greater Love. Come on.
don't you need me?
All right, guys. So let me tell you this. I just finished playing you a block with, you know, songs that were not from Solar, but it was all the writers and producers and the musicians, the same people, just was producing for other artists. Started off with Gladys Knight. And I enjoyed that song with Richard Randolph. Greater, ain't no greater love than what we got. Wow, I always loved that song. Very proud of Richard. Thank you, Richard, for blessing us. Man, I miss Richard. Richard and I used to talk at least 2 or 3 times a week. And at least, and, you know, I would touch base with him because he was driving. He was out on the road driving big rigs. He loved big rigs. And he was driving them. He was like, all right, I'm going to buy one. I go, you're going to buy a big rig? Good gracious. And so I said, why do you like him so much? He just liked it. He enjoyed the power. And so Richard was on the road a lot, driving around the country in his big rig all the time. And so that's how I will remember Richard, him and his big rig and his guitar in the back. He'd get in the back and sleep and play his guitar. I played another song. What was that other song I played? Let me see what I played. I don't even remember. I'm just talking. Dana Myers is calling me, and I'm going to take this call. Dana Myers, I'm on the radio. How are you, sir? Well, I'm on the radio, so we have time for you, brother. Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I'll bring y'all on the radio. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I could do this. Do, 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 do. How's it going, Dana Myers?
Hey, Vernon, you with us?
I don't hear.
How come he should be there, shouldn't he? How do I do that?
You have to, after you, you have to bring him in now. You have to click on.
Vernon, you with us? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. So I'm going to bring Dana Myers' surprise call. Dana Myers and Vernon Woods. They were musicians and they're great friends of ours. And everybody knows who Dana Myers is. And so, Dana, are you there?
Dana?
Uh-oh. Oh, my. Let me bring him in. Okay, Dana. Dana?
Hey.
I hear Vernon, but I don't hear Dana.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, there you go. So, how are you, brothers?
Wait, there's a reverb on your video.
What did you just say, Vernon?
I said as reverb. Yeah,
with the service yesterday, and it's just driving from Pasadena to LA always frustrates me, the traffic and everything. So I'm still recovering from that, you know.
Yeah.
But I went to the service. It was beautiful. There was actually more Soul Train people there than Silver Spoon or Solar, but it was nice.
Very good. But did you get a chance to say anything?
Kevin Spencer. Huh?
Did you say anything at the end?
Kevin Spencer.
I can't understand Vernon. I can't understand Vernon. You should just call into the station directly because your voice is muting.
What about now?
That's better.
That's better? Okay.
Yes. Now, what did you say?
You just cut out. If you turn your stuff down or something, it'd be cool.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. I can't put my mouth too close to the phone.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so...
Is that better, Waddell?
Yes. So what did you say, though? I'm trying to figure out what were you trying to say.
Who, me or Dana?
You. Okay, he don't remember. He was saying something, but he...
I'm just saying... Well, what was I trying to say? I don't know. I don't.
Okay, you don't remember.
I don't know, man. That's... Y'all had me going to, you know, going different directions, man. Like, the hell's going
okay.
on?
Okay. Well, anyway.
I'm just saying that, you know. Go ahead.
We have a delay. So let's just try to bear with that.
Okay.
So Dana, you enjoyed the service?
Yeah, it was long, but it was nice. They had, you know, people singing that could really sing. You know, a lot of times you go and you have to sit through these folks. It's like, oh man, why did they ask them? But these people could really
right.
blow. One of them was actually on The Voice. I mean, his singing was unbelievable. I mean, he hit some notes. He hit some
Whoa.
Notes that you know. I haven't heard a male since Butch Tavares. I mean, it was amazing. They had a lot of speakers, you know, and it was nice. It was long, but it was nice. I just there were so many folks there that you knew you couldn't. You know how that is. You just couldn't.
Right. Yeah.
You remember about his name. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know the strangest thing, but the last song I just played was Tavares. Deeper in Love.
Okay.
That is so weird that you would say his name. How is he doing? Is he good?
Oh, Butch is great, man. Butch is the same guy, man. It's funny. His voice, you know, some people you talk to him and you hear their age and their voice. It's like, I mean, his you know how he was always amped. He's still enthusiastic and still the nicest cat in the world. But it was great talking to Butch, man.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's
he was
great.
One of the stuff. He was with Tavares, Dana?
Yeah, Tavares, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still together? Huh?
Are they still together?
Yeah. When I talked to him, they were doing a gig in New York and stuff. So I
Oh,
I
like, wow.
He jumped off the stage. Rhonda from Silver Spoon was there because she lives in New York, and she went up and said to the stage and said, do you remember Dana Myers from Silver Spoon? And he said, yeah, you know, and he said, well, you know, I've got him on the phone right now. He jumped off the stage.
What? Oh, my God.
I mean, he's still that nice a guy. He jumped off the stage.
Wow.
Yep. That is beautiful. Vernon, is there anything that you would like to say about Nydra?
Well, I didn't really know her that well. But I know she was, you know, she was a pretty girl, and you know, I, you know, just seeing her in the times I did at Mavericks, and then, you know, with Leon and you know Silver Spoon, you know, I didn't really get to know her that well, you
right.
know. But I knew Nigel, I think, before she met Leon, because she
right.
used to go to Mavericks before she married Leon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I knew, and I was like, wow, the girl. So she was so fine, man. She was a fine girl.
Yes,
and you know me, I was always, I just love beautiful people. I don't know why I'm dealing with you and Dana, but, you know, I just have to put up with y'all because you're my
maybe,
brother.
Maybe we are more beautiful. Maybe we are more beautiful than you think. You can't help yourself.
What is he trying to say?
I can hear word there real well.
You can't
no,
hear
he's
me
saying
too.
He's more beautiful than what I can see.
Oh,
I'm like,
can you turn yourself up or something?
Okay, I tell you what,
Dana,
so why don't you guys call into the station directly? Because I have you going through my cell phone because you called my cell phone. So can you call into the to the line directly?
Dana, I got his number, Dana, but do you have it?
Oh, okay. Yes, someplace I got it written down.
Just give it to him, Vernon, and then call in individually. Vernon,
okay,
you call him on you. Okay, all right. And so I'm gonna play
a
song.
I'm gonna call. Yeah, I hope the number comes up when I hit the number or hit the name in the podcast.
Oh yeah, so the number is 646.
Let me do that now, then.
Dana, the number is 646-668.
Okay, hold on. People always talk like you've got you know
a pencil in your hand
all the time. Okay, what is it?
646.
646.
668.
8537.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll both call you.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Anyway, wow. So we got Dana Myers and Vernon Woods calling us back to chop it up and stuff. So we're going to ask them some serious questions if y'all have any questions that you may want to ask Dana Myers. But they were trying to share a little bit about Nidra's funeral and stuff, and basically said that it was a beautiful funeral. There was a lot of people there, more people from Soul Train than from Solar. And so that's really cool. I'm glad that they were, you know, blessed like that. Oh, here we go. I think we got Dana. Yep. We got Dana and Vernon. Yeah. Are you guys there?
Dude.
No. Down. You sound
I'm
good,
here.
Dana. All
right. Come here, Wardell.
Hey, did you have to hear that before that they had to sit through that and hear what we were doing?
Yep, they heard everything.
Wardell, you got me,
Wardell? It's all live, my brother. It's all live.
Wardell, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got you. Yeah, we got you, man.
Oh, boy.
So,
if I was sitting at home, I would have been on the floor laughing. It's like, what is going on with those?
And that's the good part. That's the good part. You can laugh at us. Because we are just real. We're keeping it real. So I just want to know, Kevin Spencer was there from Dynasty. Ricky Smith was there from Dynasty as well, right? Did Ricky Smith?
Yeah, Ricky went up. They both went up and talked. I run away from public speaking if I could get away from with it. So I was in the
back.
But Kevin went up and Ricky spoke, and Richard Heath from the Blunk and Starfire, you know, and then the Brothers Johnson, he spoke, and of course their sisters and, you know, family and stuff. It was nice. And they had some singers that were great. That were, absolutely outstanding.
Right. So, yeah, that was pretty long because I started my show at the time that it started. And I did my own, you know, my own tribute to Nidra. And so I'm watching it and doing the show at the same time. And that was very interesting. But I got to see a lot and hear a lot. I watched it.
How did you watch it?
They sent me a link.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go on the computer and get the link. Yeah.
Yeah, so I could, you know, I'll share it with you if you still want to see it. But you don't really need to, probably we were there.
No.
But if you want it, I'll send it to you because the link is still live. And so, but anyway, I'm just glad you guys went. I'm glad you went, Dana, and really was a blessing that, you know,
Glenn
you guys.
Barbie. Glenn Barbie was there too, but he, you know, he's a doctor, so he got a call and he had to run.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Glenn
and
Barbie.
Tina Scott and Roberta, I mean, they were Tina and Roberta from Crystal, they were there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I saw Pat and
Charmaine
Silvers was there. I just saw them briefly, but they were there.
Yes.
Pat and Charmaine was there, really?
It was Pat and Charmaine, right? Not Andy,
yeah,
right?
But Pat and Charmaine, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
And I know Leon didn't go.
I didn't know Leon.
Yeah, no one.
Well, I mean, he got in a car. He was in a car accident, but he probably didn't want to be, you know, his teeth. So he probably didn't want to be with all of those people yet. So
he's a
man. You know. Is he
okay? Norman Beavers from Lakeside was there.
Yeah, I saw that in the picture. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and a bunch of Soul Train people from Soul Train were there, but Adina Andrews was there.
Wow.
What about Otis? Was Otis there, Dana?
Huh?
Otis Stokes?
No, Otis wasn't there. Only Norman Beavers was the Lakeside.
Oh, Norman was there.
Okay.
Wow. So that's beautiful. What's that, Dana?
From the Sex Machine, she was there.
Who?
Renee Gentry.
Oh, Renee, yeah. Right, Renee.
Wow. I haven't seen those girls in so long.
It was probably people there I didn't even see and don't know, you know, about. But,
right.
I mean,
right.
Cheryl Ray was there sitting in front of us, but I never got a chance to talk to him.
Right. Yeah.
Like I said, a bunch of dancers from Soul Train was there that I knew. I did get a chance to talk with a bunch of them. I mean, they're really supportive of everything. Every time there's something that happens like that, I mean, there's a bunch. They all show up. So
Dana, was it open casket or no?
No, she's cremated.
Remember, she passed quite a while.
Oh, she was cremated. Like, okay.
She passed like the 7th of December or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, that was just a celebration.
Yeah, she was cremated.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So Dana, thank you guys for just sharing that. That's very intimate, and I appreciate that very much. I want to ask you a question about Deeper in Love. Do you remember, Dana? Do you remember us recording that song?
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
Here's the thing about that. We booked the studio time, and you did the track completely by yourself because you had that accident and burned your legs. Remember?
Oh, right. You were so amped.
You couldn't wait to. You just had to work, and I came in, and you were like, most of the track was already cut. I think you were working with Chuck Gentry or something, and I mean, you were just going one track after another. So I just let you go because you needed to do that, you know, because of the pain and stuff, and so. And so I did, you know, and then after that, I mean, you needed to kind of like not. So I did the vocals. So, you mean, you did the track and I did the vocals on the group and stuff. So, it was, but you know, it turned out great. I mean, you did a great job. That track is killing, you know.
What?
So the funny thing of it is, too, is like I went to see them do Soul Train and they went back, and there was one part. Remember the part, the high, that little high part in the middle.
Yes.
No words. You know, and Butch hadn't done it, so we had to leave my part on there. So it's funny. I never made a record, but I was still on Soul Train just for one little part. You know, because it was me singing and not Butch. So I can say I was on Soul Train once. You know,
you were on Soul Train vocally.
Yeah, my vocals was on
Train. Yeah, your vocals were not you physically. Your vocals.
Well, I was there. You know, I just
Oh, you were there. Okay.
Wow.
That's wow.
So I mean, there was a question in regards to you, Dana, and it said, did Dana originally want to be in a band, or did he pursue writing? From the start, but Dana was in a group with Vernon that's on the phone right now. Dana, Vernon, and Mark, they were the beginning of really And the Beat Goes On. They that song yep. And the yep. Beat Goes On for the Whispers was for them, and we recorded it for them. Leon ended up, you know, Dick and, you know, that whole thing, they negotiated and got the song for the Whispers, but it was originally written for these two guys plus Mark. And
we went to the studio and recorded it one day at Norman Whitfield Studio. So, I mean, it wasn't just it was supposed to be for us. We went in the studio and recorded it. We did, all the tracks were cut. We didn't sing on anything but one song out of the three that day, which was a ballad that Stevie Shackley wrote. But though the other two songs were for us. And
right.
Both
and,
of them
goes on, yeah.
And then what made it worse, the next album, I mean, I wasn't we weren't a writer on it. It was just a Stevie Shackley and Leon Silvers and William Shelby wrote the song, and it was supposed to be for us. But the next album, I was writing a song with William Shelby and Leon that was, it was specifically for Myers, Steel, Part, and Woods, and that song got snatched for the Whispers as well. So it's like,
what song was that?
And the same thing, it flew up the charts immediately. It's a love thing. So We would have had. I mean, think of the difference in history if Myers Field Park, which it had, and The Beat Goes On, and It's a Love Thing.
I know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was right at your fingertips.
It's a big record. It's not just like, oh, they didn't get a couple of songs. Those were two songs that made the Whispers a major act in the industry.
Oh, yes, yeah. Indeed, man. Those songs are some bad tunes. You know?
We couldn't have possibly screwed those songs up so bad that they wouldn't have been hits.
Right?
It was a song. You know, I mean, I'm not nothing to take away from the Whispers or from us, but, I mean, Porky Pig could have sung those songs and they would have been hits. you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that to say that it would have been a hit on us. I mean, I don't know, unless our luck would have been so bad, you know, that, you know, would have come out at a bad time or something. But those songs are hit songs for whoever would have done them. So, I mean, our whole life, this conversation will be completely different now if those songs are big, because then we would have been the biggest Solar act, because those were the biggest records on Solar. And so all of those next records to happen would have been ours too, because people would have been trying to get songs on our record instead of
exactly,
the Whispers. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Because it would change everything. We would have been the top Solar act. So even going on to a few years later to Reggie and Vincent Galloway and L.A. and Babyface, those would have been our songs too, most likely, because we would have been the top.
Oh,
band,
yeah.
So,
yeah,
we'd have had a lot of stuff, bro. We'd be millionaires, bro.
Because me and Vernon's heads would be so big, we wouldn't even talk to you.
Right? I'm glad you said that, Dana, because I didn't want to say it, man. You know, because I didn't want to hurt you.
See, I have to say this for myself, that I was just on the phone with Lavelle the other day. He actually called into the station the other day, him and Howard Hewitt.
Okay.
So no matter how big the records are or were, we still had our relationship. And so
I was just joking. Oh,
yeah, no, we know, yeah.
No,
you
no.
thought Lavelle
I
Lavelle
was joking. But I got to tell you about something he said, Dana. So,
okay.
And I just want to know your uh-oh. Oh, man, I cannot believe that. Can't
what?
Remember what I was going to say.
About what Lavelle said. Somebody said something.
Yeah. Got it. So Lavelle says something about, he's telling us about, and The Beat Goes On, and talking about the Whispers, and Leon Silver's doing the numbers, and this and that. And then he gets in it. And I said, no, Lavelle, that was not, and The Beat Goes On. He said, oh, yes, it was. I said, no, it was not. And The Beat Goes On. I played drums on And The Beat Goes On. That was not, and he was just trying, and I said, that was Homemade Lovin'. And I tried to get him to remember, and then he's like, oh, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it was. But see, they have, go ahead.
At the Solar thing, we had a you know, the preview.
Yeah,
for
I remember.
They
said that.
They said it on that. And when Leon was sitting right across from me, and we said, we weren't sitting next to each other. We were like, he was across the aisle from me. And we both said, looked at each other and said at the same time out loud, that's the wrong song. And everybody cracked up.
Yeah.
He thought that we had planned it because it was in pocket and everything. That's the wrong song.
Almost in harmony, right, Dana?
That had been cleaned up. We cleared that up like three or four times, but they keep saying it.
Exactly, because it feels good to say it. I don't know why they do that. I even, after I talked to Nick about it, and he apologized. He said he was sorry. And then I talked to the twin about it. He didn't care. When I was like, no, that's the wrong song. You got the wrong song. And I talked to Nick about it. Oh, okay, well, I'll check and make sure. He wasn't checking anything. and he said it so many times that now Lavelle's saying it. I'm like, oh, this is just. And I heard it coming.
That's
when
like
he
that Republican thing. It's like a Republican thing. You say stuff enough times, and it becomes the
truth. Yeah, you start
truth.
To believe it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah. Right.
And he started
Here's the thing. Leon that day did some drums by numbers. He did Stevie Shockley's ballad by numbers. Because, I mean, Norman Whitfield looked in, and he just saw Leon's afro going up and down behind the kick drum. He said, what's that boy doing in there, you know? But to what is he going? And what, the two up-tempo songs Wardell played, you know, I mean, it's like, that's a big song to be trying to take a credit away from a cat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like,
right.
Anything else, man, like, whatever, okay, that's wrong, but whatever. And the beat goes on, he's like, no, I ain't let nobody take the credit for me for that, you know.
Exactly. So, and so all the sweating, we went through hell recording it. So I'm not
Remember we all met at a Lakeside, and you guys' rehearsal hall at like 8 in the morning.
It was crazy.
To get the equipment.
Yes.
To get the equipment. And maybe the studio time started at noon or something.
Yeah.
And we were there to at least midnight, right?
Yeah, exactly. All night long.
I had the flu. The song I sung, I had the flu. So I sat there with tissues and stuff all day while the tracks was done and stuff. We were there all day. It was like a job.
It was a job. It was a serious gig. That's why I will not let anybody take my credits away. But listen,
right.
we have 10 minutes left, man. So I want to say I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful that y'all called in to share your stories and stuff. Is there anything else that you guys want to say to the listeners in regards? This is a day we celebrate Solar every Friday on
right.
Solar. So on Solar Records Radio.
It's just so sad because we're talking about our dear friends. You know, we've lost so many, but now
mm-hmm.
we've lost three in Dynasty alone. Richard Randolph, William Gilby, and now nine. That's just it's just unbearable. You know, we lost Edna Collinson last
right.
year too.
Right, right. But we also lost Pepper Reed. We lost Pepper Reed. Don't forget about Pepper. We lost
right,
Pepper.
Right. And I mean,
Pepper,
Eddie
yeah.
wasn't in Dynasty as part of the family. Gene Dozier, as well.
Right, right.
So
and also.
But in a matter of a year, we lost three guys in Dynasty.
I know, that's just crazy.
Wow.
You know, back then, we lost 2 months apart. I think Richard and William.
Yeah, that was crazy too. That was really crazy. Ricky called me and told me. I was like, what are you saying? I thought something was wrong with his voice. Like, what are you saying? And when he told me about Will, I you know, so, yeah, anyway, man, it's just so hard, you know, but God is faithful, and we just have to trust that, you know, that they're in a better place. And man, oh, man, what a wonderful time we had with our brothers and sisters. And I just pray that we get more time. I want to go out and now I really now want to do something, perform now with Dynasty more than I wanted to do it before. I want to just do it just because. And I have a couple contacts that I'm looking into overseas right now. So one is in South Africa and one is in the UK. And so we'll see if we could get something going and stuff, but it has to make financial sense. We're not going to just go and do a show or two. We need to do like about maybe 10 shows. If we could do 10 shows, then we can make it worth our while going there and stuff. So, but we're looking at doing some stuff. Oh, Shalimar is coming to the U.S. of A.
Oh,
did y'all
okay.
know that? Yeah, they're going to
no,
be
no,
here.
No, they constantly work in Europe, so it's good that they finally get some work here. It would be nice, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I was just shocked because, you know, of the name situation, so I guess they worked that out. But they're going to be here opening with the Whispers in I think it's in August. And so they're going to be doing that for the Whispers, and then they're going to do something in Detroit, Michigan. So I'm happy for them. You know, their band really wants to come, but it's just not feasible just as just for a couple of gigs. So I hope they get more because their band is really good. I like to hear their band, them have their band come play with them. I'm talking about Shalimar, Vern. Okay. So, Vern, anything in closing for you, my brother?
Well, Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just glad that I was part of the Solar, you know, thing, and the years I spent in the studio with you guys, and, you know, just doing, you know, background, the background vocals we did, you know, it's just a great memory to have such good friends, and then to lose a lot of people too that we knew. You know, it's just something that we all have something to be thankful for, because, you know, you realize how many people wish they could have done the things we've done, you know, yeah, just in the music industry. And, you know, like I say, that the people take a lot of things for granted. But when you think about stuff that in your life that meant so much to you, because all three of us have been into music all of our lives. Because, like I say, I started singing when I was 5 years old, singing at the Apollo Theater in New York City, and Dana's doing stuff and you doing stuff, and, you know, we just have so much to be thankful for, and I just hope that we can, you know, continue to be tight like this and just keep on, you know, bringing the music out there, you know?
Yeah, well, we are, you know, we are what we are now. So we are blessed that we have each other, and we'll always be close. And And I just, like it's like, you know, you were saying, I just pray that, you know, that we get the chance to do something else together if we can. I would love that. I always try to, you know, encourage that. So I pray that we could. Dana. I finished the song Marston Street, but now I need to talk to you about it, because I need to talk to you about getting the vocals individually from you. If you still have them, I don't know if you still have them, but thank you. And we're looking forward to that coming out this summer. But thank
you. Mean the
stems? Yes. The individuals,
okay,
not.
That's not a problem.
Okay, great.
I'll send them to you, transfer or whatever.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much. And Dana, that was a blessing that you went to see Nidra off. And thank you so much. I talked to Lorna today. She called me and we talked for about an hour.
I wanted to see her, you know, but I couldn't. I saw Don, but I didn't see Lorna. It was just too much going on. I really wish I could have talked to Lorna.
Well, did you? I could get you her number. I'll call her and give her yours or whatever.
Well, I mean, I can contact her on Facebook with Facebook friends. It's just I wish I could have seen her, you know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Don walked up to me with a mask on, and I didn't know who she was. I mean, some people kept their mask on the whole time, so they had to tell you who they were.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah, that's kind of a strange thing, because people don't recognize that people can't recognize you with the mask on.
Well, you know, but we're at the age now. I know a lot of people, a few people that were there, that take care of their mother or father now that's like 95 or something. So they definitely don't want to take a chance of taking it back.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
That's why a lot of folks is doing it, because they have elderly parents that they're taking care of, and they can't take the chance to take any germs back with them. So, you know.
All right, you guys. Well, many blessings, and God bless you guys. And thank you so much for sharing, you know, the things that you shared here today on Solar Records Radio. And Vernon?
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man. And I look
forward
to
you, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Tell the wife hello.
I will, yes.
All right. And so we're going to get out of here, too. All right, guys. So thanks again All right. We'll catch you.
Okay. All right, Waddell.
All right. We'll catch you guys soon. Love you, too.
Love you, guys.
Love you, love you, love you.
Take care.
All right.
Here
we go, guys. All right. Have a blessed day. To all the listeners, be blessed and take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful and safe weekend out there. And God be with you guys. We'll catch y'all later here on Solar Records Radio.